чорня моя дівчина, стану я не брала Маруся раз, два, три калина, чорня моя дівчина, стану я не брала Маруся, гей.
From Edmonton, Alberta, that was the Euphoria Band with a song from their brand new CD, Hot Off the Presses, and that song was Rozpirajte Chlopci Koni, Unharness the Horses, Boys. Vítaju vás všich šanovní radiosluchači na radio peredáču Náš Holos, Radio Krinského Koriňa, Pomeraží, PCJ Radio, jaká podjezdí vám anglickou mluvou z Británskou Kolumbii v Kanadě. S vámi Pelvina Macquarie, děkuji, že rýšele perebuti si mnou na stupnou denu, my máme duže cíkavý noveny na silnějších programy i čudovou krinskou muziku. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, Pokrinjska Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. In this program, we have part two of our summer reading list on Ukrainian Jewish heritage. As well, we've got an interview with the Euphoria Band, who you just heard open the show. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, a young girl group from Montreal called Rosa. And here they are with Cheyesh Topolichko, The Unplowed Field.
Cheyesh Topolichko Neorane, Cheyesh Topolichko Neorane, Tomaha Milaha Zanebane, Tomaha Milaha Zanebane, Tomaha Milaha Zanebane, Tomaha Milaha Zanebane. Orane, orane, ale malo, orane, orane, ale malo, pomisja kolečko polomalo, pomisja kolečko polomalo, pomisja kolečko polomalo, pomisja kolečko polomalo. Чож ти, дівчино, так зав'яла? Чож ти, дівчино, так зав'яла? Чож ти, дівчино, так зав'яла? Як ти се зламало, дай направить. Як ти се зламало, дай направить. Навчися, мій милий господарить. Навчися, мій милий господарить. Навчися, мій милий господарить. Навчися, мій милий господарить. Чорнячки подобають, а мися чорнячки подобають, що нам я так мило позирають, що нам я так мило позирають, що нам я так мило позирають, що нам я так мило позирають. Чи є ж то палечко не оране, чи є ж то палечко не оране, то мого милого занедбане, то мого милого занедбане.
Purchase your weekend passes in advance for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival and you'll save money. If you wait, you'll pay more at the gate. Don't miss this amazing cultural showcase in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 3rd to 5th, featuring Ukrainian dancers, singers, musicians, performers, cultural activities, shopping, and amazing food. Celebrating over 50 years, Canada's National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba, August long weekend. For more info and tickets, see cnuf.ca.
Посаджу я грушечку, хай буде гарно. посаджу я грушечку, хай буде гай. Нічка ж моя темна, і ти зорі ясна, дай Боже дай. Нічка ж моя темна, росте грушечка, хай буде гай. Росте, росте грушечка, хай буде гай. Нічка ж моя темна, і ти зорі ясна, дай Боже дай. Зацвіла грушечка, хай буде гай. Ой, зацвіла грушечка, хай буде гай. Нічка ж моя темна, і ти зорі ясна, дай Боже дай. Нічка ж моя темна, і ти зорі ясна, дай Боже дай. Грушечку, хай буде гай. Ой, зірву я грушечку, хай буде гай. Нічка ж моя темна, і ти зори ясна, дай Боже дай. Нічка ж моя темна, і ти зори ясна, дай Боже дай. Мамі грушечку, хай буде гай. Там я мамі грушечку, хай буде гай. Нічка ж моя темна, і ти зорі ясна, дай Боже дай. Нічка ж моя темна, і ти зорі ясна, дай Боже дай.
And from the east coast of the United States, that was Olya Chudova Fritz and Posadju Yahrushechku, a song about a girl sitting under a pear tree. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter based in Toronto, Ontario. This is Pavlina, producer and host of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. This week, part two of our 2018 summer reading list. This list is a compilation of books that have been reviewed on Ukrainian Jewish heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Books can entertain, inform, edify, but they always enrich minds, those of the reader and also of the author, some of whom are inspired by the writing of a book to write more on a topic that intrigues them. That includes a few of the authors in this list. So here are seven more books recommended by Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio and the sponsor of this series, the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, for your summer reading pleasure and edification. East-West Street tells the story of two jurists from Lviv who were instrumental in shaping the precedent-setting Nuremberg trial. Most people the world over still really have no idea of the origins of the term genocide, which, like the Holocaust, is in danger of becoming an empty cliché instead of a powerful metaphor for the capacity of man's inhumanity to man. East West Street is a gripping account of the origins, in effect the invention, of the terms genocide and also of crimes against humanity. These two concepts became the centerpiece for the prosecution of Nazi war criminals. The author of East West Street, Philip Sands, brings together the stories of his grandfather and these two jurists from Lviv, Raphael Lemkin and Hirsch Lauterpacht. All three men had the misfortune of having their entire families sent to their deaths by the Nazi governor of German-occupied Poland, Hans Frank. In an astonishing twist, Sands met and got to know the son of Hans Frank while working on this book. Sands also met the son of another Nazi, Otto von Wachter, who was in charge of Lviv during the Second World War. What the reader will find in this fascinating book is that in the face of horror, it is possible to find the courage and strength to achieve extraordinary goals. City of Lions is a story about Lviv, the western Ukrainian city often referred to as the Vienna of the East. The book consists of an essay by Polish author Josef Witlin. He waxes eloquent about an early 20th century Lviv still glittering with an imperial Austrian splendor. But it was a city that ceased to exist by 1945. A matching essay, My Lviv, by Philip Sands, echoes the Witlin text, but it brings Lviv into modern times. Sands also calls out the failure of those in today's Lviv to fully acknowledge all its history. But nonetheless, he admits the ineffable spirit of the city ultimately seduces him. Martin Pollack has written three books that reveal some startling facts about Galicia and its fascinating history. In The Dead Man in the Bunker, a man is found murdered in 1947 in the mountains between Austria and Italy. He was not just any man. He was a highly ranked SS officer who commanded death squads in Eastern Europe and was head of the Gestapo in the Austrian city of Linz. And he was the author's father. Martin Pollack developed an interest in Galicia after he was barred from Poland by communist authorities from 1980 to 1989. His first book cemented a lifelong passion for the subject, To Galicia of Hasidim, Hutzels, Poles, and Ruthenians, An Imaginary Journey Through the Vanished World of Eastern Galicia and Bukovina. Until 1918, Galicia was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. It was actually an enlightened empire. It provided emancipation for the Jews and institutionalized nation-building for both Poles and Ukrainians. But Galicia was the poorhouse of the empire. Grinding poverty sent massive waves of Jewish, Polish, and Ukrainian migrants to distant shores in a desperate search for a better life. Pollack relates this story in his book Emperor of America, The Great Escape from Galicia. Poverty provokes pity, but also contempt. Pollack reveals that Hitler first met Galician Jews in Vienna before the First World War and expressed his hatred in Mein Kampf. While Pollack laments the fact that Galicia still remains too little known among Westerners, his readers will not be among them. Babyn Yar, in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, is one of the most notorious sites of Nazi atrocities during World War II. It became symbolic of the Holocaust to the world beyond Ukraine, although to Ukrainians it symbolizes many tragedies that took place during the Nazi occupation. Over 100,000 victims of Nazi tyranny lie at the bottom of this ravine, including 34,000 Jews who were slaughtered over the course of just 2 days. The book Babyn Yar, History and Memory, is a bilingual collection in Ukrainian and English of scholarly essays dedicated to the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of this atrocity. This book is the result of the collaborative effort of scholars working with the editors Vladislav Hrinevich and Paul Robert Magachi. The scholars are from various disciplines in Canada, France, Israel, the Netherlands, Ukraine, and the United States. At the center of the book, of course, is the history of a Nazi crime. But this book also covers the politics of memory and forgetting through the Soviet era and up to the present day. The essays provoke questions for further discussion, especially since the various authors may raise the same questions but do not always arrive at the same answers. As the editors remind us, to know and remember the Babinyar tragedy means not allowing such a crime to be repeated. And in the Ukrainian experience, Babinyar is also a symbolic farewell to empire and its mythological legacy. Black Square, Adventures in Post-Soviet Ukraine, reveals a world not often seen by foreigners. Author Sophie Pinkham plunges into the chaotic harm reduction world of sex workers, junkies, and other lost souls in contemporary Ukraine. Her adventures in what she calls post-Soviet punk delirium include an encounter with the last Jew in Stallendorf, who recounts how, once upon a time, the Jews, Ukrainians, and Russians there had gotten along, more or less, until Stalin starved them. She also encounters a klezmer musician, a Yiddish teacher, Babinyar, and the Maidan. These books were reviewed on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio as part of the Ukrainian Jewish Heritage series sponsored by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter. We hope to add to them in the near future. Meanwhile, if you would like to read any of them this summer, check your nearest public library. You can find a transcript of this list on the Nash Holos blog, along with photos of the book covers and links to where you can purchase them if you'd like to support the authors and this program. The audio files and transcripts of the full book reviews are available at our website, www.nashholos.com, as well as at ukrainianjewishencounter.org. So, until next time, shalom, and happy summer reading. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна.
Посадив він черешеньку на дворі, там не стояв із милою до зорі.
Черешенька щей, хой!
Черешенька прийметься, а милая за другими дивиться.
Черешенька щей, хой!
Черешенька прийметься, а милая за другими дивиться.
Ой, ходив він із милою лісочок, виплітав її з фіалок віночок. А тепер куди піду, лиш із верби лист найду, і шиї я любити не буду. А тепер куди піду, лиш із верби лист найду, і шиї я любити не буду.
Сизий сокіл літає, вже три рочки, як милої немає.
Ой, дівчино, перебач, я смівся, а де плач? Як постелиш, так ся виспиш, говорять. Ой, дівчино, перебач, я смівся, а де плач? Як постелиш, так себе спиш, говорять. Дівчино, перебач! Я сміюся, а ти плач. Як постелиш, так себе спиш, говорять. Ой, дівчино, перебач! Я сміюся, а ти плач. Як постелиш, так себе спиш, говорять. Як постелиш, так себе спиш, говорять.
And the Euphoria Band from Edmonton, from their brand new CD just released, and a song about a cherry tree, Cheryshenka. There's a new band on the Ukrainian-Canadian music scene. They're from Edmonton, and they're called Euphoria Band. They've just released their first CD, which we debuted on the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos on July 11th, with their song Jole, Bees. Now, Euphoria Band is busy on the festival circuit this summer, but one of their members, Adrian Warhola, did find time to send Nash Holos their CD, and he took a few minutes to chat with us about the band, what they're up to now, and their plans for the future. So, Adrian, welcome. Vitayu.
Dziękuję. It's great to be here, Paulette. Thanks very much for having us on the program today.
So, Adrian, tell us about the band. I've been following you on Facebook, and you kind of just arrived with a splash on Facebook, and you've been really, really busy since. So, tell us how you got started.
Well, you know what? It's funny. We've actually been together for 10 years. Whoa. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year as a band.
I'm sorry. I said you're a brand new band. Sorry about that.
Well, you know what? We've been, I guess, quietly but proudly playing on the prairies for the last 10 years. And given this big milestone, we decided to kick it up a notch and take it across Canada. So, yes, like you say, we've been coming out on all the festivals. We'll be in Dauphin at the Dauphin Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. We're heading over to Ottawa for their Ukrainian Festival and in Toronto. So
wow.
We're really taking the Ukrainian Festival circuit by storm.
Yeah.
And, you know, so far it's been really exciting and some great feedback on the album. So.
Yeah, great. So this was your first album.
This was our debut album, yes.
Okay.
We waited 10 years to do it. And that's why there was a lot of what's this interesting new sound, and you know, I think everybody's quite happy with the wait. We just wish we could have done it sooner.
Oh yeah, well, you know, it is a lot of work to do an album, so hats off to you for doing it, and hats off for sticking around together and doing this great music for 10 years and starting a whole new chapter here with a CD and this incredible festival circuit. Have you done it before?
Thank you. Well, no, we've been at festivals in and around Alberta primarily. We're Edmonton based, and you know, we've played at the Vegreville Pisanka Festival many times, and that's where we released the album here a few weeks ago. And really, it's this is the first time for us in Dauphin, first time for us in Ottawa and Toronto. So it's really exciting for us, and we're actually a fairly young band, and from what we've been able to figure out, I think we're one of the youngest Ukrainian-Canadian bands to ever reach a 10-year milestone. So there's lots of things to celebrate, and of course, you know, given the fact that we're all young musicians, we're just excited to bring that music across to Canadians.
So what is your age range then? Are you in your 20s?
Yeah, we're all 20. You know, I think we're at about a average age of 23 to 25, 26. So, if you do the math, subtract 10, we started quite young.
No kidding. And you were doing gigs as teenagers?
Exactly. Oh. Yeah. Well, our first ever gig was at the PLOS, the Ukrainian Scouting Organization, family dance, and they asked us to be there, and really that's where it all started and it all launched, and it's all history from there.
Wow. So, are you any of your parents were they in bands?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have quite a musical background and came from a very musical family, and my dad actually is a former member of Dumka, which is, you know, one of the Canadian bands that has definitely made their mark on the Ukrainian music scene in Canada.
Yep.
So he played in the band for a few years as well, and kind of in and out. But, you know, at the stage that we're at right now, it's about a average age of, you know, 23 to 26, and we've really just formed together. There's a great group of us now, and we're just so excited to be on the festival circuit now, celebrating the music.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the members. Now, yourself, you're Adrian Warhola. Tell us about yourself.
Yes, and I play keyboards, and I'm the lead vocalist on with the band. Mm-hmm. And I started it with my friend Stefan Goda, who plays the drums. We're both the original founding members. And we have Marissa Karpiak, who sings with us and actually also dances with the Vohan Ukrainian dancer. So whenever we have an event where we're both performing and she's performing, it's always fun because sometimes she gets to play double duty.
No kidding. Come on, out of breath. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's great having her. And then Fred Mack is, frankly, in my opinion, one of Edmonton's best jazz saxophone musicians. Mm-hmm. So he plays a saxophone with us, joined us a few years ago. It's great having him in the band as well. And then rounding it off is Brett Hansen, who performs with us on guitar. So there's five members in the band, and you know, we've had a few members come and go throughout the past, and it's been you know, an honor to have them. Like I said, my dad, Orest Warchola, was part of the band, you know, in the past. So was Maria Cherwick, who now plays with Cubasonics. Mm-hmm. She was part of the first band. Oh. Kent Shores, Nick Diaz, Daria Storchuk. So quite a wide range of musicians in the past that have helped us to get to this point.
Wow. So you must have had a fair bit of support from more seasoned band members and musicians, I suppose. As Maria Cherwick, of course, her father Brian would like to had some input into Euphoria Band.
Yeah, you know, especially when we were starting out and trying to figure out what songs we should do, and getting some input and ideas on the mm-hmm. how we wanted to craft our sound, mm-hmm. definitely was a strong supporter. And of course, you know, just listening to the great selection of Ukrainian bands we have in Canada, mm-hmm. both those who are still playing and those who have stopped. And, you know, we've really wanted to pay tribute to those bands that kind of have set the foundation to us. And really with this new debut album, we've kind of taken that and shifted it and put a little bit more of a modern approach to it, and that's what you hear on the album.
Yeah, well, that I noticed that about the album. It's there is a polka feel to it, but there is a lot more contemporary, and you've pulled in different genres. The sax is very nice, so there's some, you know, kind of klezmerish jazz elements in some of the songs. Marissa and you both have gorgeous vocals. It's just a joy to listen to this singing. And you've got folk songs, and I think you've got a few more contemporary songs as well in there.
Yeah, there's a few songs that hopefully you've never heard of, and hopefully you have. And mm-hmm. some of them, for example, Starenki Tramvai, that is a song that was made known by Pitkivyska Tertsia in Ukraine, which is an a cappella group. And we kind of took it up and changed it and made it, we call it a fun summer song that has some steel drum sounds in it, and some, you know, the saxophone comes in, and just a really feel good song. So we've done that with a few of them, but also trying to make sure that it's a fun polka, some fun folk polkas, some nice easy listening tunes, and just a nice feel good album overall.
Now, how did you choose your name, the Euphoria Band? I mean, it's a great name.
Thank you.
But it's not not really your kind of Ukrainian, you know, come first to mind.
No, it's not. And then Ukrainian, I guess, you almost could translate it into euphoria. Uh-huh. But, you know, the meaning still being that, you know, your enjoy when you hear us, there's you know, a feel-good attitude in the room when we're performing. And so it's funny, when Stephen and I kind of got confirmed for that first event and gig that we played at, we needed a name. So we sat down and started to brainstorm and, you know, throwing around a few names. And this was just one that stuck, I think, and primarily because it did have a little bit of a contemporary feel, and it wasn't, you know, a traditional Ukrainian name. It was something a little bit out of the box, and it's really worked with for us well. And we hope that people perhaps are in a euphoria when they hear us, but and overall they're just enjoying the music.
Well, you know what it is, it's a fun name. It's really attention getting, because I've, you know, like I said, I've been following on Facebook, and every time you pop up, oh yeah, these guys again. It is a fun name and it's catchy, and I think it's certainly going to be hard to forget. And after listening to your CD, definitely hard to forget your music. It's a really, really lovely CD. And tell us where people can get a copy for themselves.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, so it's available through a few retailers, I guess particularly online. One of the retailers that will be selling the CD is through Yevshan.com. Mm-hmm. They will be selling it. Also available in a variety of Ukrainian stores in Edmonton, pretty much any Ukrainian store there. Of course, through any of our performances on that festival circuit, you can see all of our upcoming performances on our website, euphoriaband.ca. And then, of course, on the beautiful thing that we call the internet, mm-hmm. We have an opportunity to hear it through iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much any option there. But of course, if you ever do want that hard copy, which in my opinion is still the best way to listen to a nice CD, feel free to just contact us directly on our website, and we'll make sure that you get a copy.
Okay, and that's euphoriaband.ca.
It is, yes.
Okay, and you're also on Facebook, and people can get a boo of you. I know you've posted some clips there as well. So look forward to seeing more on Facebook.
Thank you.
And good luck on the festival circuit. So what's the next one? I guess it's this is July 11th, so you just did the Vegreville Pesenka Festival. What's next?
Yeah, the Vegreville Pesenka Festival is where we debuted the album, yes. And the next one is Ottawa Ukrainian Festival on July 20th to the 22nd. So we'll be performing both on the Saturday and Sunday over there. And then off to Dauphin for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for the August long weekend. So those are the next two big performances for us. Please do come say hi if you're listening and you'd like to chat with us. We'd always love to meet more of the Ukrainian community in Canada. And if you can't make it, like you say, yes, we'll be sharing information and clips from the tour on our social media, Facebook, and of course website. So we're excited, and hope everybody's excited as well.
Oh yeah, well thanks so much, Adrian, for joining us, for taking time out of your very busy schedule.
It's a pleasure. It's been a pleasure to be on, and thank you so much for your support and for playing our music. And we hope everybody enjoys it.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Adrian. Break a leg, and all the best, and hope our paths will cross someday soon.
Thank you. Likewise. Thanks, Paulette.
I was speaking with Adrian Warkola of the Euphoria Band out of Edmonton. Follow them on Facebook or on their website, euphoriaband.ca. Ви слухаєте радіопрограму «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна. And here is the Euphoria Band again with that song mentioned in our interview, «Старенький трамвай», «The Old Tram».
Коли літо приходить, гаряча пора, і на сірому камені плавиться тінь, тільки дзвінко кричить насмінник, як і твора. Говорити, ходити і думати машин, кругом іде голова. Я згадаю про холодних озер блакить, куди їздив колись старенький трамвай.
Повези мене туди, де природа сама, повези мене за місто, де асфальту нема. Повези мене туди, де зелена трава, повези, повези.
Ні морозива, ні пива, бо води нема. Як ті люди живуть в республіці Чад. А я хочу
в Антарктиду,
хоч підаміть, ледве ноги волочу, очі піца лива. Знов згадав я про холодних озер блакить, куди їздив колись старенький трамвай.
Повези мене туди, де природа сама. Повези мене за місто, де асфальту нема. Повези мене туди, не зелена трава. Повези, повези.
Celebrating over 50 years, August long weekend, Canada's National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba. Save money by purchasing your weekend passes in advance. Don't miss this cultural extravaganza. For more info and tickets, ccnuf.ca.
Коли літо приходить, а ряжа пора, і на сірому камені плавиться тінь. Коли дзвінко кричить на світниках і двора, говорити, ходити і думати лінь.
Коли сонце розжарене над містом висить, і від чаду машин кругом іде голова, я згадаю про холодних озер блакить, куди їздив колись старенький трамвай. Повези мене туди, де природа сама, повези мене за місто, де асфальту нема. Повези мене туди, де зелена трава, повези, повези. Старенький трамвай.
А відпустка у жовтні, а далі зима. Я стараюсь не дивитись на засмаглих дівчат. Ні морозива, ні пива, бо води нема. Як ті люди живуть в республіці Чад.
А я хочу в Антарктиду, хоч би на мить. Ледве ноги волочу, а чи піт залива. Знов задаю про холодних озер блакить, куди їздив колись старенький трамвай. Повези мене туди, де природа сама.
Повези мене за місто, де асфальту нема. Повези мене туди, де зелена трава. Повези, повези. Повези мене туди, де природа сама. Повези мене за місто, де асфальту нема. Повези мене туди, де зелена трава. Повези, повези.
Повези, о, старенький трамвай. Повези, повези.
Повези, о, старенький трамвай.
Повези, повези.
And that was Picardisca Terzia with the original version, or at least the one that was modified by Euphoria Band. And that was Picardisca Terzia from Ukraine with Starenki Tramvai, Old Tram. Up next is the Cubasonics from their fourth CD called Play, and an original composition by Brian Cherwick. And you'll hear a few beeps because there's a swear word in it. The lyrics are in English. If it was Ukrainian lyrics, swear words get a pass, but English language don't. It's a family show. So here are the Cubasonics with the Great Zabava.
Often ask me what the heck is a zabava. It's not the kind of party that I go to with my baba. The music's kind of loud and the dancers kind of sweaty. I'll tell you all about it, have a listen if you're ready. Better head booze, big sipping zabava. Lots and lots of booze, big sipping zabava. Good girls in good shoes makes a really good zabava. And a kick band makes a great zabava. In the country, they do it like they should. There's always lots to drink, and there's tons of homemade food. The city folks, they try their best, but really tell me, please, there must be better city food than those little cubes of cheese. Better hand foods, made sippets of baba. Lots and lots of booze, big sippets of baba. Girls with big boobs, makes a really good zabava. And a kick band makes a great zabava. All my friends are going. They all like something different, but to each his own. Me, I like the music. Others like to dance. And some just want to drink and drink and drink and drink. Drink. Better hand boots, big sippets of baba. Lots and lots of booze, big sippets of baba. Those are big shoes, makes a really good zabava. And a king band makes a great zabava. Millennia, the boys from UNB, the Cimarrons, the Starlights, but really, let's be honest, the best ass kickers are the
Cubasonics!
Better hand boots, make sippets of baba. Lots and lots of booze, make sippets of baba. Those are big shoes, makes a really good zabava. And a kick band makes a great zabava.
You've been listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you via PCJ Radio International on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. If you missed the live radio transmission of the show, you can get the podcast links at our website, www.nashholos.com. So please do visit us there in between broadcasts, as well as on our Facebook page and Twitter. There's also a link there to our Patreon site, and I hope you'll consider following and engaging with me there, as well as supporting the show by following our page or becoming a patron. Incidentally, you can also support the show at no cost to you through the Amazon links found at the Nash Holos website. Again, that's www.nashholos.com. I always love to hear from you, so please send your suggestions, dedications, and requests. Your comments are always welcome. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому висказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не бере прикладу від таких людей, що злі вчинки роблять. And our proverb of the week translates as, do not follow the example of people who do bad deeds. And with that, we've come to the end of our program. To wrap things up, we have the Ambrose brothers from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and the reminiscing Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina, on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio International. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.